Simon Tzadik Tess. Simon Tzadik Tess is two parts, basically. The first half talks about what's counted, what in the pot is counted to be Mevatel the Yisr. The second part talks about the union of Ein Mevatel Nisal L'Chadchila. It's both based on the same sugya in the Gemara. That's why it's together. So it says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Chatichas Nevelah Sheyesh Bo Basar Va'atzamoy Shenof L'Gderes Heter. You had a piece of Nevelah. Just, it wasn't just a Kazayis Basar. It had also a bone with it. And it fell into a pot of Heter. So the shaila is, where do the bones fit into the taruvis? Because if you have a kazayis of nevela, basar nevela, kazayis of basar, it says pashat, that's what you mishayir against. And the potatoes in the pot are there to mevatel the kazayis nevela. You have shishim in the potatoes against the kazayis nevela, it's batel. But here you have a bone that was part of the iser animal, a bone of iser. So where does that fit in? So Zakta Mechaber, the Atzamis, even Atzamis ha Iser mitztarfim haheter. The bone of the piece of Iser is mitztarif with the heter to be mevatel the Basar Nevela. So let's say you had a piece of Nevela and it was a kazayis of Basar and a half a kazayis of bone together with it. So, not only don't you have to be mevatel, not only don't we say that you have to be mevatel 1.5 kazesim, because the whole piece of Isser is 1.5 zesim big. Not only don't we say that, but we say that the half a kazayis of bone is mitzarif with the potatoes to be mevatel the basar nevela. The Einser Chloimar, needless to say, Shatzamis haheter mitzarfim haheter. That the bones of the kosher, let's say you have also kosher pieces of meat in the pot, that the bones of the kosher pieces are mitzarif, also to be mevatel the yisr. So, how are we to understand this? That even if it's a bone of yisr, okay, so first step, we have to understand that the bone of yisr can't aser the kosher potatoes, whatever it is you're cooking. The basar iser has the koyach to do that. The bones don't have the koyach, don't aser.
Is that because they have no taste?
Well, they certainly don't have enough taste to aser. Okay? Whether or not they don't have any taste or whether or not they don't have any lachluchis at all inside of them, that we're going to talk a little bit more about now. But step one is davar pashat, everyone agrees to it. At least the halacha, everybody agrees, not in the Gemara. In the Gemara was a swara to say that one opinion held that the tzumis of the iser count for the iser, and the tzumis of the heter count for the heter. The bones are just like the meat. That was one opinion in the Ramban held like that.
Is there also machlokes if we could calculate the bones lachatchila, meaning if the bones make any difference to start with?
That's exactly what we're discussing. How do you calculate the bones? Where does it fit in? Does the bones of the Isser count with the Isser or with the Heter?
There is
an opinion. We'll see that in a second. So there is an opinion, the Ramban, that's quoted in the... Is it quoted in the Torah? I think he's quoted in the Torah. But for sure he's mentioned in the Beis Yosef, for sure. The shita is that the bone is just like the meat. Bones of Isser are with Isser, bones of Heter are with Heter. But we don't paskin like that. The Mechaber is not paskin. The Mechaber is paskin that even the bones of Isser count with the Heter. Why should that be? So, because the bones of Isser don't have the koyach to aser, so you could say that they could count as part of the Heter to be mevatel some of the Isser. Because when you have the kazayis of Basar Nevela, so that's being cooked in the pot with the potatoes and everything. So the taste of that piece is going into everything that's in the pot. So that means a certain amount of that one kazayis worth of taste is going into the bone as well, because the bone also absorbs. That's pashut. Everyone agrees that the bone could absorb the taste. Okay, so therefore, since the bone is absorbing some of the iser taste, that means that the potatoes are now going to receive a little bit less of nevela taste, because we're assuming that everything's spreading. You know, the time is transfer is spreading uniformly. The time of that one kazayis of an nevela spreading into everything that's in the pot, the potatoes and the bone, including its own bone, which is not really iser. And since some of its taste is going into the bone, that means less taste is going into the potatoes, which means that's what it means. You can count it. That means if you have all together shishin, which means in the potatoes you had less than a 60th of the iser. So therefore it's batel. It's not giving a taste in the potatoes because some of its taste is being used to go into the bone.
The potatoes taste also, some of its taste is going being used to go into the bone. The potatoes on their own, they would have been okay. But now the potatoes, so you don't have as much tam. The tam is...
Oh, altogether you have, call it 60 kazesim of heter. In other words, you have 60 kazesim,
the iser. Tam, though.
Well,
the tam, the, before, all the tam of the... When we say we mevat the tam, right? Does that mean that means that we have to take away the tam flavor that I can't taste it anymore? The fact that the flavor goes into the bone doesn't
also just like a pot. Also, if you measure against what's the blue in the pot, will be a suffix if you measure what's the blue in the bones. Also, wouldn't that make
You're trying to say that the potatoes are going to lose some of its identity, but listen. But altogether, I don't really understand because altogether you have. We're the nevela spreading. It's spreading into 60.
And we don't care the fact that the potatoes are losing some of its taste. That doesn't help. We don't care about potato taste.
Well, maybe it'll... Whatever it loses, maybe you're going to get back from the bone. I don't know. And maybe we don't care about that. Okay, so that's the Shita Samachaber that it could help. Now, the way we explained it, even if the bone has absolutely no lachluchis whatsoever, no life to it. It's mamish like a piece of wood.
Marrow,
something else. We'll talk about marrow. But lachluchis just means moist, that it's not dry. Okay? So even if it has no lachluchis whatsoever, even if it would just be a piece of wood in the pot, sitting in the pot, it would also work. That means it's absorbing it. The taste that I made is spreading into everything in the pot, including this piece of wood, including this little shard of a spoon dropped in to the pot in the beginning of the bishul. Before you started cooking, a spoon fell in. And before the water got hot, a spoon fell to the bottom. So throughout the whole bishul, there was a spoon sitting in the pot. Is that spoon counted? So according to our explanation of why the bone should be counted, why shouldn't the spoon? The taste of the iser is spreading into everything. It's going into the spoon, which is making less go into the potatoes. Well, we didn't learn about the kli. We'll get to that. We'll get to that step by step. We'll get to there. We'll get to there. So, in Ichanami, according to this explanation, according to this understanding of the Mechaber, that would be the halach. And this would seem to be how some of Farshim would explain Bedas. This doesn't work for the Taz's explanation, as we'll soon see. Okay, but others explain the Shita this way. Why the bones help? Because taste is going into them. And taste is going into them means less is going everywhere else. So, and then therefore, you don't need that the bone has its own lachluchis in order to be mevatel the taste. The fact that the taste is going in there, that means automatically there's less going everywhere else. And therefore, it would be the same halacha, not just the bone, but if there's a spoon sitting in the pot the whole time, from the beginning, it would also work to be mvatals, the iser. The Taz says something else. The Taz says the reason why the bone helps is because even if it looks like a dry bone to you, even if it looks like a bone that's not, I'm not talking about a bone that's juicy and it has flavor, you know, there's certain different types of bones out there, right? There's some bones that are soft and juicy. Even when we're talking about a dry bone, even they have some sort of lachluchis. It's not a piece of wood. They have some sort of lachluchis, and it's that lachluchis that enables it to be, when the taste goes in there, that's why it's able to be mevatel it. Because that lachluchis is able to capture that taste and be mevatel that taste that goes into it. But otherwise, if it would just be something that doesn't have any taste whatsoever, just be a kli that's sitting in the pot, just a spoon that fell into the pot, because there's no taste coming out of that spoon, so therefore you don't have, it can't help you to be mevatel the nevela, because there's no taste in it that's coming out of to help be mevatel the. So in other words, either you're learning that it in order to be mevatel the iser, it needs the het, whatever you're using to be mevatel the iser, needs to have its own taste as well, and that taste is being mevatel. Or you're saying it doesn't, you don't even need it. It's just another thing where the iser is going into. So this is the two ways, and the nafkah between these two ways is what happens if a spoon fell in to the pot in the beginning of the bishul, if you can count it. So this is Shita Samachaber. The Shach says a different Shita. It depends what type of bones. The Machaber is correct if we're talking about Atzamas Yevashis, Vashim, dry bones. Yeah? Or you have Klippas. Let's say you have shells. You have eggshells or something like that that's inside the. So that can't count because that. I'm saying, so that, sorry. The something which is completely dry doesn't have its own, it's not soft and juicy and tasty. So then it could count to be mevatel the yisr. Even if it's coming from the yisr, it could help be mevatel the yisr. Because like we said before, the taste is going to go into it. The taste from the yisr is going to go into it, and you have less going into everything else in the pot. But if you have a tasty bone, so tasty bones, atzamas harakos, that's. That has a din just like the basar iser itself. That counts to the iser. So what we're talking about is, well, not what we're talking about. He's not explaining the mechaber. The mechaber is paskening even tasty bones count to be mevatel the iser. Even the tasty bone of an iser, even if it's a type of bone that you like to chew and suck on it, you know, it has some flavor to it, still it could count to be mevatel. Whereas the Shach quotes the different opinion that holds that it has to be only the dry bones. But if it's the tasty bones, that for sure counts for the Yisr. So now we have the opinion of the Mechaber, and we have the opinion of the Shach. Comes the Ramon, he says, the Yesh... I'm sorry, we didn't finish the Mechaber. Even the Mechaber says that the bones of Yisr count for the Heter. That's, say if it's dry bones, say if it's tasty bones, soft, juicy bones. But the mayach, it's not the marrow. You were talking about the bones that have the marrow in them, you know, like the chalent bones that you put in the chalent, that the inside of the bone has a bunch of fats. That fats, that's basar, that's pure basar. That counts as part of the iser. It's the other part of the bone, or other bones that don't have that kind of marrow in it, that we're saying counts for the. Okay. I don't think it's that kind of marrow. It's like the bone that what he's talking about over here when he says the moyach in the atzamas count as the iser itself. He means the soft marrow, the marrow that looks like fats, like the kind you put in the chalent. That's how I understood it. I'm not 100% sure. So in other words, you want to say that he means the inside of the bone, that's the marrow, and when he says the bone counts, he's talking about the outside layer of the bone.
I mean, the fat what you're talking about, like the real fat, you can see it. Why shouldn't that be regular fat? Because
no, that is. There is no svar to say. Everyone agrees. That's what he says. Avalam moyach shabat tzom is iser mistarf im iser. That's for sure. Let's count it as iser. I should really look it up. I'm not really sure what he... what exactly we mean when we talk about the etzem versus the mayach. I understood just from stam, as I assumed that it meant that it's only referring to that type of mayach, like the chalent bones. But I don't really know. Then he says, "V'gufak deira einim istaref esloyim ha'isr v'loyim ha'heter." The pat doesn't count. It means to say. Let's say you're cooking a kazayis of iser with 59 kazaisim of heter. Is that going to asser up all your heter? No bones. We're not talking about bones. Now, a regular case. I cook a kazayis of nevela with 59 kazaisim of potatoes. What's the din of my potatoes?
No loss.
Oser, wait a minute. Let's say it's not just potatoes. I'm cooking it in a pot. So the doifnei akli, as we know, if I were to cook iser in a pot, so then we assume that the iser gets absorbed in the doifnei akli. That's why if I cook heter afterwards in that pot, it could aser the heter, because the iser does get absorbed in the. So wait a minute. If iser is getting absorbed in the doifnei akli, that means that this kazais of nevela is not just spreading into 59 kazaisim of potatoes, it's spreading also a little bit into the doifnei akli. Some of that potatoes is going to the doifnei akli. So now maybe I do have shishim against my iser. Meaning some is going to the doifnei akli, which means less is going into my potatoes, which means I have shishim against it.
We already said before, we don't know how things spread in a pot. Things sometimes do, sometimes don't. There's a whole... When we speak about when we say that the drop falls kinegat, the way things transfer in a pot are not,
Only the chumra, not the kula. Yeah. That's what you want to say. That's okay. That's the answer. But we just finished saying that to the bone that's in the pot, it will spread. So what's the difference between the bone that it's spreading into and the pot that you're not so sure? You're not willing to say the kula that it's spreading into.
It's all the way inside.
Oh, so that's what some say. Some say because the bone is inside the roitev, it's surrounded by roitev completely. That's why we can be sure that the nevela is not just spreading into the potatoes, it's spreading also uniformly. The same proportion is going in to the bone. As opposed to the pot, which is roitev only on the inside, not on the outside. So therefore, the chumra to say, we say that it might absorb some iser. Therefore, you can't cook heter afterwards in this pot. But to say lekula, that we know for sure it absorbs some of the iser, and therefore there's less iser going into the heter that you're cooking in your pot, that we cannot say. That's why it's different then. Now, that's if you learn, you're only forced to say this pshat if you learn that... That there's no luchos whatsoever in the bone, and still it could help you. So then you have a question, what's the difference between the bone and the pot? But if you're going to tell me that the reason why the bone helps to be mavatla is because it has some luchos, even if it's a dry bone, but it has some luchos to it, it doesn't have flavor, it's not tasty, that's why it can't aser, but it has luchos, it's not a piece of wood, it's not a piece of metal, so... That's not a question. The reason why the bone works is because it has lachluchis. It's giving off it's giving off a lachluchis. Whereas the pat, which is absolutely yavish lagamri, that doesn't count. So that's as simple as it. According to the Taz's Mahalach, there's no question why the gufak deira einim istarefis loyim ha'ater v'loyim ha'iser, why I can't count the pat itself.
It doesn't have its own taste, that's what you're saying?
Because it doesn't have any lachluchis. But according to the other mahalach, according to the shach's mahalach, that adrab, if it's a tasty bone, then it's mitzaref leiser. What helps you, but even if it's an absolutely dry bone, it's mitzaref leheter. So in other words, even if it's we're not using the lachluchis as mashma, so and still it could help you. So you have to explain what's the difference between the bone and the pot. So you'll have to say, like you said, that's one of the answers, that the pot is inside, the bone is inside the roitev completely, whereas the pot is only exposed to the roitev on one side. So therefore, the chumro, we have to be choishish that it absorbs some iser. But lakula, to say that it spreads into it uniformly, that we cannot say.
Let's go a little light.
Yeah, that's what we said before. That's what we said. That's an afkimin. If you learn that it needs lachluchis or it needs... Yeah, exactly. The Ramah's shita is that we're going to be machmir, that the yatzamas of iser we're not going to count, not leiser, not leheter. The yatzamas of heter we're going to count for sure leheter, to help be mavatel. I mean, as if there's kosher meat with bones of that kosher meat, so the bones of the kosher meat will help to be mavatel the iser. But the bones of the treifa meat, we're not going to go so far, like the Mechaber, to say that it could count to be Mevatel the Isser. To say that you have to be Meshar against it, that it's counted as part of the Isser, like there was one Shita, the Ramban, we don't pass it in that way. Okay? But to say that you can use the atzamas of iser to help you mevatel the iser, so we're going to be machmor, better not to do that. Better not. That's what the Rama says. Welcome, Hefsit says the Rama, Yishlismich ha-makilim, Matirim chaynikar. That really the halacha is, like the Mechaber said, the atzamas of iser, even if it's atzamas rakos, even if it's juicy bones, and have a little bit of flavor, still, they count to account for the heter to be mevatel the iser. But if there's no hefsid, better not use it. Better not use the atzamas of iser. Only count the heter itself. Ignore the atzamas of iser. Atzamas of heter obviously count for the heter, but the atzamas of iser will be neutral. Now there is no what?
There's always going to be a hefsid if you'll have to count it.
No, we mean this not hefsid. He doesn't say the word hefsid maruba, but I guess a significant hefsid. It means it means you lose what you're cooking. You lose the heter. So it means it depends. If you're cooking water, it's okay. You know, whatever. Yeah. Cooking spaghetti, maybe. If you're cooking something a little bit more expensive, it'll have to be hefsid maruba that you're making a bar mitzvah, and then this is the whole food for the bar mitzvah. You know what I mean? Smaller hefsid. Okay. The medvar mamurim shatzamis iser mitzarfim maheter sif beis. Chaber says, when do we say that the tzamis of iser count for the heter? K'shenofla chatichas anavela l'kderes heter k'shehi chaya. Let's say I'm cooking a pot of chalent, yeah? And then my piece of nevela falls in with the bone. Then, not only don't I need chishim against the bone, I could even count the bone as part of the heter to be mevatel, the basar nevela. However, what happens if first I cooked the basar nevela with the bone, and then it fell into the chalent? Cooked. First I cooked it with the bone, and now I threw it into the chalent. So now, before it fell into the chalent, I saw that there was only 3/4 of a kazayas of basar. So I could say, 3/4 of a kazayas of basar. I only need shishim against the 3/4 of kazayas of basar. And not only that, I could even count the bone to help me be mevatel the 3/4 of a kazayas. Here you can't do that, says the Mechaber. Why? Because when you cooked it, not according to the Mechaber, because he doesn't say chadich anas nevela. We'll say it step by step. Because when you cooked it by itself, could be that beforehand it was really a kazayis of basar. That, and then when it was cooking with the bone by itself, it lost. The meat shrunk from 1 kazayis to 3/4 of a kazayis. And where did that quarter kazayis go? Went into the bone. So now you actually, not only can't you use the bone to be mevatel the 3/4 of a kazayis of basar, you actually have to assume that it could be that the whole bone is full of basar iser taste. You have to be mashar against the whole thing. Okay?
Unless the bone is bigger than the part that melted.
We're talking that you don't know. So we have to assume that perhaps the basar was bigger and some of it actually went into the bone. That's what the Mechaber is saying over here. But if you already cooked it, avol imnes bashlet chila, if you first cooked it by itself, you first cooked the nevela, v'acharkach nafla l'kderes heter, and afterwards it fell into the chalent, so then the atzamas shaba mitzarfim im ha'iser. Not only can't you count the atzamas to be mevatel the yisr, it's counted as part of the yisr, because you have to assume that that whole etzem is now filled with tam nevela. Maybe the basar nevela was really bigger, and it shrunk, and where did that go? It went into the bone. L'flisha bloi mi basar ha-nevela k'shin is bashal levada, because when you cooked it, perhaps it absorbed some of the basar nevela taste. What happens? Oh, good. Makes sense, this halacha, yeah? Now, what happens if you saw, before you cooked it, before you cooked the basar nevela by itself, you saw that it was only 3/4 of a kazayas of basar. You knew the size of the basar. The basar did not shrink. So then you're fine. According to the Mechaber, you're fine.
Unless you want to say not
So wait. So according to the Mechaber, you're fine because you know that the basar didn't. You know that you weren't dealing really with more basar, and some of that basar went into the bone. You know you were only dealing with 3/4 of a kazayis of basar. So that's. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So it depends. If not, if you didn't see it before you cooked it, you have to assume really the basar nevela was bigger and it shrunk and some of it went into the bone. So you have to mishar against the bone. But if you saw how big the basar was and you see it didn't shrink, so that you know how much basar you have to mishar against. You know you started off with only 3/4 of a kazayis of basar nevela. So of course you don't need to be mishar against more than 3/4 of a kazayis. And then also you could use the bone because you know that the maximum iser you have is 3/4 of a kazayis. However, according to the Ramah, it wouldn't make a difference. Even if you knew that it was lechatchil only 3/4 of a kazayis, if you cooked it by itself, let's say you were cooking it obviously in water, so all that water became chanan. And that was nivla into the bone. Perhaps that was nivla into the bone. So even though you know that you started off with 3/4 of a kazayis of basar, and you still have 3/4 of a kazayis of basar, but it could be some of the water that you were cooking with it became a nevela, and that water went into the bone. So according to the Ramah, you're going to have to mishar against the bone, because of chatichanas is nevela, you're going to have to mishar against the bone, even if you knew the size of the basar to begin with. But according to the Mechaber, if you knew, then you only have to be mishar against the amount of basar that you know you had.
But water doesn't. We can't say that there's actual water. We don't say there's physical water in here. We say the balua of the water, right? What balua does water have? It's bland. If you would tell me how potatoes.
Water can't become basar. We were talking about it the whole time in basar b'challah.
We're only dealing with tam water. We can't say the bone has physical water because the bone's dry right now. I take it out of the pot and it's dry.
But water can't aser. When water becomes nevela, it can't aser something else.
Mitzadet balua?
Of course, the whole basar b'challah we were talking about it. I was cooking basar. I was cooking water in a pot of iser.
Water, we were talking about it.
If I heat up water and shishin from the water.
Shishin from the water because it spreads through the whole water. And the balua goes.
No, because then the water goes back in. The water of iser. Okay, Siv Gimel. Bishari surim chutz mi basar b'chalav, haticha habalua mi iser misdarfes levata lo iser. What happens when you have a haticha habalua mi iser? Let's say you cooked potatoes with a kazayis of nevela. Then you took this potato, the potato was, 5 kazayis in big. And you cooked it with a kazayis of nevela. Then you took this potato and you threw it into the cholent. So we already know Shita Samachaber is what? I don't need Shishim against the whole potato, because we don't say Chatichanas Nevela Bashari Sorim. It's enough that I have to have Shishim against what? Nice. Only the Kazayis of Nevela that's inside the potato. And what happens if I only have 55 Kazayis of Heter in my Cholent? Is my Cholent good? Does the potato, which was not Nasis Nevela, does that count to be Mevatel, the Tam Nevela that's inside of it? Yeah, that's exactly what the Mechaber is saying. If it wasn't Nasas Nevela, it's kosher potato. According to the Ramah, this is wrong. It doesn't begin, because why? Potatoes, Nasas Nevela. Not only can't I count the potato, I need to have Shishim against the potato. Sai according to the Mechaber, Sai according to the Ramah, if I had Shishim against what I had to have Shishim against, which according to the Mechaber, I only had to have Shishim against the Kazayis Nevela in the potato. According to Ramah, I had to have Shishim against the whole potato. But they both agree that what? That the potato remains B'Yisurai because Efshel Sachtai Aser. Pshari Surim Chutz Mibasar B'Chadav Chaticha Habalua Me'Yisr Mitzarefes Lovato Le'Yisr. The Chaticha Habalua Me'Yisr, since we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, the chaticha, the potato, which has the nevela in it, that counts as part of the shishin pim mevatel, the nevela inside of it.
It's a new concept. We finished summers now.
Yeah, moving on. But it was still in the same subject of what's counted to be mevatel liyaser. What in the pot is counted to be mevatel liyaser? The Ramah, ve'ein oigin kein. Our minig is not this way. Ki kaim lo mechol yisrim chatichanasas nevela kud leil simen sadek beis. Because we pass ka mechol yisrim chatichanasas nevela. Now, Sif Dalid is, I guess you can call it a hemshech to what we learned in the end of Sif Aleph. Sif Dalid is a hemshech to what we learned in the end of Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we learned that the kdeira, the guf hakdeira, the metal of the pot, does not count to as part of the shishim. Meaning to say, you can't assume, if you had 59 potatoes, 59 kazesim of potatoes in your pot, and a kazayis of isra, so you can't assume that, wait a minute, some of the nevela taste is also going into the pot. You can't count the pot to be mevatel some of the isra. In other words, you can't assume that it's absorbing some of the isra. You can't do that, either because it has no taste, or because it's not surrounded completely with the roida. That's what we learned up until now. Now we want to know a different question. The iser, we know. The iser is a kazayis that we know. The heter. There's 59 kazayisim of heter in the pot. Everything's aser, yeah? But what happens if I started off with shishim? Started off with shi, I was cooking potato soup, and I started off with 60 kazesim of potato soup. I only have one kazesim of nevela in here. Now it's somehow 59 kazesim of potato soup here. Where did that one go? So either it evaporated, okay, one second, either it evaporated. So if it evaporated, it disappeared. Okay, so then my potato soup is usher, because I only have right now 59 in the pot right now. Could be I started off with 60. So in the beginning of the bishul, it didn't aser the potatoes. At that point, it didn't give a taste. At the end of the bishul, right, since right now I don't have 60, because one kazayis of potato soup evaporated, so right now the nevela is going to give a taste into my potato soup. At least we'll be choshesh that right now. So we always have to be choshesh. I said this klal a bunch of times already. You have to have shishim throughout, as long as you're in a kli rishon shayatzei ledesba, you have to have shishim. If you didn't have shishim in the beginning, it doesn't help you to have shishim in the end. You have to assume that it became usher in the beginning. If you had shishim in the beginning, if you don't have shishim in the end, it becomes usher in the end. You have to have shishim for the entire duration, then you're dealing with a kli rishon shayatzei ledesboy. So if a kazayis of the basar of the potato soup evaporated and now you don't have shishim self, they're garnished. It becomes usher now. But wait a minute. If, let's say I know that it didn't evaporate, but it got absorbed in the walls of the kli.
Why should I care? Just because my mutter went into the wall of the kli, you said the heter will.
No, I don't need the iser to go in. The iser is only one kazayis. But I know that I started off, let's say I know, there were 60 kazayisim of kosher potato soup. So where did that one kazayis go? Let's say I know that it went into the walls of the kli. Can the heter that's absorbed in the walls of the kli also be counted to be helping mavatel the basar nevela? So you're asking, but wait a minute, if the basar nevela is not going into the kli, so how could it count? And the answer is because at the end of the day, it's makusher. The kosher potato soup that's in the pot is connected to the potato soup that's in the walls of the kli. So the bottom line is, the potato soup taste that's in the walls of the kli are preventing the potato soup that's inside the pot from receiving a tam. Because altogether in the potato soup, you have shishim against the nevela. The question is, can I count? Do I have a right to count the potato soup, the heter that was absorbed in the kli? Does that help me? If I have shishim in the tafshel that's inside the pot, plus the part of the heter that got absorbed in the doifnei hakli, if in everything I have shishim against the iser, is that okay?
No, because what we're dealing with is whether the tam of the iser spread throughout the area. What are we concerned with according to Mechaber? He wants to make sure that iser tam gets spread out all throughout at least shishim of mutter. Just because we said the balua.
I hear what you're trying to connect it to. I hear what you're trying to connect it to. It sounds like a good svara. But this is the question of Siv Dalet. Can I count the balua in the kli? It's different than what we were saying in Siv Aleph. Siv Aleph, we were discussing, can I assume that some of the iser gets absorbed in the gufa kli? Can I count the kli as part of the shishim? Here I'm asking different. I don't need the kli to absorb some of the iser. I just want to know, if I know or if I have a right to assume that there is some heter absorbed in the walls of the kli, can that heter that's absorbed in the walls of the kli help to be mavatel the iser, or is it only the iser that's inside the pot, not inside the walls of the kli? So the thing is like this: the halacha. It depends which way you learn the Gemara. There's a Gemara. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. La halacha, pretty much all the Rishonim assume that mi'ikar hadin, what's inside the walls of the kli counts. Now, if practically, meaning if the Eibishter would know and that there is really shishim, know how much went inside the walls of the pot, it really is allowed to count. Can you practically apply this heter? Practically, no. We're talking about the same bishul. So can you practically apply this heter? So then it already becomes very tricky. So practically, it's not going to work so well. Why? Because let's say a regular case that you're cooking. Isser fell in. I didn't notice. Whatever. I'm looking now. I'm measuring now. I don't have shishim. I only have 59. Maybe you really have shisha. Maybe the 60th kazayas got absorbed in the wall. Why did the 60th kazayas get absorbed in the wall? Because maybe you started off with 60. Where did that one disappear to? Went into the wall. If some of the heter went into the wall, shouldn't I assume that some of the iser was probably also bigger and some of the iser also shrunk? The same way I'm assuming that the heter shrunk, and where did it go into the wall? Shouldn't I have to assume the same thing happened to the piece of iser, that it was also probably bigger, and where did it go? Some of it went into the wall. So it's practically to be able to just be mako, because you're going to say... But if you were to know, if you were to mamish know what you started off with, yeah, you remember how much issa you started off with. You remember how much hatha you started off with. And you know that somehow you have a reason to believe it didn't get absorbed. It was covered maybe, right? And you know how much and now you have the issa did not shrink and the hatha did shrink. Yeah? So where did the hatha shrink into? It shrunk in because some of it got absorbed in the walls. So could I count what's inside the walls? So if you know, like we said before, Mikra Adin, it sounds like this should be allowed. Okay? Comes the Rajba, and it's quoted by the Mechaber, and he's Mechriya as follows. We already know from Siman Tzadik Ches, Sif Beis, that there's a difference between Teruvus and Minoy. Let's say Basar Nevela falling into Basar Kasher, a pot of Basar Kasher, or Mimsha Enimine, Basar Nevela falling into a pot of potato soup. At this that I need shishim in the pot of potato soup is Midei Raisa. This that I need shishim in the pot of Kasher meat is only Midei Rabbanan. So right now you don't have shishim. You're close. You're 59. You want to say you have reason to believe that you really had 60, and some of that last kazayis is sitting in the walls of the kli. It was absorbed in the walls of the kli. Didn't evaporate, you have reason to assume that it's inside the walls of the kli. So in a case of potato soup, when the nevela fell into the potato soup, so you can't guess. Because the shishim that you need there is midaraisa. So you want to start assuming that there was really more potatoes, and some of the potatoes got absorbed in the daifni akli. And the iser didn't get small. You want to make this whole puzzle, and it should work out for you that you really have shishim. So by mim b'shein amini, you can't do that. Because mim b'shein amini, the shishim is the rice. It's not a game. B'shein came by mim b'mino. If you're cooking a pot of basar kosher, so the shishim is only the rabbanon. So sveika the rabbanon, we already have a right to be mekel. So same thing here. It's a suffix. Maybe you really do have shishim. Where is that missing one kazayis in the walls of the kli? So when it comes to min b'mino, you could be meikel. But when it comes to ein b'mino, then you can't. So this is the psak of the mechaber. This is the achra based achra of the Rajba. The mikra din, I'm able to count the habalua and the doifni akli. But it's very hard to start guessing, you know, to know is it only that was only the heter that got absorbed? And also, how do you know how much didn't evaporate? Maybe it, dis- Maybe the reason it got smaller is because it evaporated. So it's very hard to just stop to assume that you really, really have shishim, and where's that extra kazayis hiding? It's hiding in the walls of the pot. But no, it's a nishbach because there's no way to know. But so therefore, lenim she'enim, you have to be machmer. You can't just assume that you really do have shishim. But by mim b'mina, you can be mekel. That's the psak of the mechaber. And but the shach and tas kotem rashal, that is, we don't rely on this lamaisa. Even mim b'mina, you have to have shishim in the food. So even if it's, you're cooking a pot of meat and basar nevela fell in, you have to have shishim right then and there inside your pot. If you have shishim now, do you have to assume that maybe in the beginning of the bishul your basar, your nevela was more? Meaning in the beginning of the bishul you did not have shishim. And how come you have shishim now? Because some of the iser disappeared disproportionately, meaning more iser disappeared than heter, that you don't have to assume either. You could be mekel. No, it's you know. So we don't have to. Even if it's mimbar she'ein amina, it doesn't mean that we have to assume the worst case scenario. If right now you have shishim, you could assume you had shishim to begin with. Okay, you don't have a you're not mechuyev to assume that really you had two kazeisim of nevela. Right now you have shishim kazeisim of potatoes, or shishim kazeisim of basar kosher, and one kazeisim of nevela. Good, batul b'shishim. No, maybe after Bichoshish that you started off with two kazesim of nevela and 60 kazesim of basar kosher. And therefore it asked the basar kosher. Now, how come now you have only one kazais? Punk, the one kazais of nevela evaporated. And the rest of the pot didn't evaporate. You have to be Bichoshish for that. Even if it's Mimishay Namini, you don't have to be Bichoshish for that. If you have Shishim, it's good. Even Mimishay Namini. What we're saying is, if you don't have Shishim, even if it's Mimbiminoi, although Meikar Adin, you could maybe have a right to assume that there was a little bit more heter that's sitting inside the walls of the pot. Lamaisa, we don't do it. That's the din sif dalet. Clear? I'll read it inside quickly and then we'll go. Zokta mechaber and dal, mishayim b'reitiv v'kipa. We calculate everything that's in the pot. If you're cooking a pot of meat, so you count the water that you're cooking it in, the kifa. The kifa is like the thick, sometimes the meat falls apart and the spices, like the thick gravy. Pirish hadak tak shabaser v'tval and hamisasim b'shuli agdera, the gathers on the bottom of the pot. Ubachatichos and the pieces of meat that are inside. Umesharim haheter v'isur k'moshim alufanei. Umeshar the heter and isur the way they come now in front of us. I have shishim, it's mutter. I don't have shishim, it's aser. Afal pi shahoyah beheter yoiser, huh? Yeah, well, let's say you don't know. Now, even he says that afal pi shahaya beheter yoiser mitchila v'nismayit b'bishulei. Now, let's say right now you don't have shishim, but maybe you know, or maybe you have a right to assume that look at, in the beginning you had more heter, and you really do have shishim. So where did that one go? V'nivla b'gdeira got absorbed in the walls of the kli. Yeah, you don't do that. Why don't you do that? Because why should you assume that only heter got absorbed in the walls of the kli? Maybe Yisrael also got absorbed in the walls of the kli. But when do you have to be machmir, says the mechaber, and you can't be mekel misafik hanemili b'min b'shein eminoi? Then if you don't have shishim right now, you have to be machmir, because shishim is min ha-Torah. Avol imhu min b'minoi, but it's a pot, if it's a piece of basar nevela that fell into a pot of basar treifa, I'm sorry, but a piece of basar nevela that fell into a pot of basar kosher, so then m'shayim gam b'masha bolak nere. Then you could count also what got absorbed in the walls of the kli. Not what evaporated. If if you're going to make a correct assumption and figure out, let's say the pot was covered, so not a lot of it evaporated, but you have to do a proper educated guess to calculate that you're only counting the part that was nivla into the doifnei kli, not the part that evaporated. That you cannot count. Now you're still making a guess because it's impossible to know exactly what the proportion that evaporated and the proportion that got absorbed into the doifnei kli. But if you make a proper cheshbon, if it's min b'minoi, you can be mekel. This is mashayin gam b'mashar bolak dera v'ayin b'deifnei akdera. You count even what got absorbed in the walls of the kli. Mashayin zebayin midyafe. You take a good, proper, educated guess. V'rayin oisakiluhu be'enin. You can count the chiddush is that you have a right to count also the part. Also, the heter that was absorbed in the doifnei kli, that's really counted as if it's inside the pot. The part that was evaporated, in mitzarif, that doesn't count. Shezek kolo lagami, that disappeared. The chiddush is only that the part that was absorbed in the doif nekli, it's still there. Just you would have thought maybe it's in the doif nekli, so it doesn't count. So the answer is no, it does count. Because it's a little bit of guesswork involved, so therefore you can only do it by mim v'minay, but not by mim v'she'ena minay.